Hello everybody, welcome back. My name is Michael Green. We're going to continue talking about the five functions of management. In the first video, the introduction of management, we touched on some of these concepts, but in this video, we're going to kind of dive into them a little bit more and discuss them at a greater level. So, first thing we want to talk about is the manager's job and how they're organized around the five functions. So again, the five functions of management: planning, organizing, staffing, leading, controlling. We talked about those again in the first video, but in this video we really want to talk about them individually, expand on those points so that we can have a better idea of what they are fundamentally. Managers determine what needs to be done, who will do it, and what resources will be needed, like we spoke about in the first video. Resource allocation is so critical to maintaining an optimal and efficient, effective organization and making sure that those operations are staying in tune with developing and implementing, and then also making sure that we are achieving the company organizational goals and objectives. The resources of an organization include the people, its money, facilities, equipment, and materials. These resources are all critical to having an efficient, effective organization, making sure that we're competing in the market and that we are continuing to take market share from the competition. And through these five functions of management, we'll be able to make sure that we are competitive in our marketplace and that we're able to take market share and that we'll continue to grow the organization. Staffing again. Staffing is critical to implementing our objectives and our goals and our strategies, to making sure we have an effective, efficient organization that is optimizing and maximizing our profit potential, right? Because at the end of the day, the senior management, they want to have an opportunity to maximize shareholder wealth. As they do this, they're going to be able to have more people invest into their company, and then they can grow operations and expand, which is better for everybody else. The more that a company or an organization can expand, the more opportunities it's going to have for people that are already working for it internally. Promotions, pay raises, etc. So staffing is a key critical component to the five functions of management. As we develop our staff, as we train our staff, we will continue to be better managers. As our staff continues to grow and get better, we will be more effective in our communication because they are going to know the directives and be able to implement them more effectively. And as that happens, we'll have better opportunity to maximize shareholder equity. Leading is another critical component. All five of these are equally critical, but leading and staffing, to me, as well as organizing planning, they're all critical. But really, leading your people is very critical for a manager to make sure that they are undertaking the leadership responsibility with the right responsibility and making sure that they are implementing the plans, taking care of the people, taking care of the consumer, effectively negotiating with our clients, etc. Now, controlling. Controlling, we will, as effective managers, have our pulse, our hand on the pulse of the organization at all times through the data and the collection and the interpretation of that data, and know where our weaknesses are, know where our strengths are, know how we can adjust and fix our strategy and make sure that we are developing more efficient, effective systems and operations as time goes on. So let's go back to planning. The first step for managers is to develop a plan. We need to know what our resources are, who our people are, how we can spread out our resources, and how we can make sure that we are putting ourselves in a position to be able to be effective, efficient managers, in turn have an effective, efficient operation, which in turn is going to allow for growth organization-wide. So planning is the process concerned with defining goals for the company's future, direction, and determining the missions and resources to achieve those targets, to meet those objectives. Managers may develop plans such as business plan or marketing plan. So as we develop our business plan, we're going to know what are our profit objectives here as managers. We need to know how many labor hours can we have? What are our costs for materials? How can we allocate those resources effectively and efficiently to make sure that we get the job done, but we're getting done more with less? So in the planning stage, this is where you're coming up with those ideas, you're structuring your plan, and then you're going to be able to move into the next phase, which is organizing that plan. So now that we have, okay, I know I'm going to need X amount of labor hours here. I know I'm going to need X amount of raw materials here. So now I've planned this, right? I know the materials and resources and labor that I need. Now I'm going to organize those materials and that labor and those resources to be able to effectively and efficiently come up with a plan that'll be able to be implemented simply by our employees. So through the organization function, from the plan to organizing, we'll be able to accomplish those tasks and those goals and objectives once we get the organizing and the planning in place. Once the plan is in place, the next management decision is how to organize each type of resource to make sure the plan can be accomplished. So we've got to make sure that it's able to be simply done, right? We don't want to overcomplicate the process for our staff and our frontline managers, because if it's difficult for them to implement and it's difficult for us to teach them how to implement it, it's not going to be effective and efficient. So we need to make sure that we organize each type of resource to make sure the plan can be accomplished. So I know when I was growing up, we used to have this method, and I'm sure it's still around, right? The KISS method, keep it simple, stupid. That's just kind of the way I was always brought up to remember. Hey, keep it simple. Don't worry about making it more complex and more difficult, because the more complex and more difficult that you make a plan and you try to organize that plan, the more that can go wrong. So let's simplify it down for people to make it more effective and efficient so that processes can flow smoothly. And so when the plans do, or when problems do arise, we're able to put in a plan quickly and cure that wrong. Process of determining the activities to be performed, such as assigning managerial authority and employee responsibility. So on the internal frontline staff, there's also a hierarchy, right? You need to have an assistant manager. You need to have a team lead. You need to have a floor supervisor, somebody that can help on the floor making sure that things are running smoothly and operating efficiently. And then they can come back and talk to the line manager, who then can communicate with the middle manager, who then can communicate with the senior manager to make sure that all phases of the operation are going well. Organizing is the function by which the concern is able to define the role, positions, the jobs related, and the coordination between authority and responsibility. So we need to make sure that we classify the role differentiation. I know as a supervisor, as a manager in the past, I really wanted to make sure that there was a line that frontline staff or line managers couldn't cross as far as fraternizing with the manager. There needs to be a sense of authority from the manager, and therefore the person with authority, the manager in the organization, can delegate out the responsibility and then also assign authority. So it's very important to understand that this, keeping the authority structure in place, is critical to being able to plan, organize, and implement. Staffing. Critical. Right? We want to make sure that the staffing is done properly. The right fit and the right job, so that makes our job as managers much easier. So we want to hire for fit. We want to hire the right person for the right job and put them in that position, and then give them the tools that they need to be able to succeed. So hiring the right person, right? We want to recruit the right people. We want to gear our recruitment towards the type of people that we want to bring into our organization. So through that recruitment process, we get applications. So then as managers, we have to thumb through those applications, and we have to look for the highest qualified, best fit people for that job. So anybody can have a good resume, right? But The people that we want to hire, or the people that I look for, are strong people interpersonally, high character people that are going to be willing to offer themselves to the organization to a degree, to be able to do a good job and be committed and be ready to work. So the selection process is a big feeling out process. The interview process, you might go through several interviews. I know I've been through several interview processes where I've been on two or three different interviews. So that part is so critical to fine-tuning who we want to bring on to staff. Now, once we recruit and we select and we make an offer and they sign the offer, we bring them in, what's the best place for them? What facility? What office? What landscape? What environment do we want them to be in? So the placement piece is crucial too, because you want to make sure that the right personalities are fitting, the chemistry is good, and that we can ultimately efficiently and effectively maximize our output through the staffing process. Now, the next part of staffing is once we've hired the person, right? We've placed them where we want them to be. Now the training begins. The education begins. No matter if you are a senior VP at a multinational bank or if you are a housekeeper at a hotel, training never stops. Okay? You have got to continue to get better in your industry, in your field, so that you can compete with the competition and continue to take market share from the competition. And we do that by investing into our employees, letting them become who they are, and in turn, they'll develop that entrepreneurial spirit that we want them all to have. Even if you're a frontline manager, even if you're a frontline staff member, the training piece allows you to gain ownership into that, developing the sweat equity that you need to make sure that we are prepared and ready to take advantage of the opportunities that the market puts out. Leading. As a manager, this is one of our most critical components. As you are the face and the voice of the organization in front of whoever you're in front of, whether it's your own employees or your customers or your clients, right? You need to make sure that you are the one that has control of the situation, that you're the expert in your field, that you're able to give them the best choices that are going to give everybody the best results. So a process of supervising, directing, and communicating with subordinates to achieve organizational objectives. So simply put, you are the one that is directing the flow of work. You are the one that is directing the flow of operations. You are the one that is communicating from the top down to the frontline staff, to the line manager, right? You're the one that is making sure that all of those objectives are clearly, concisely communicated and that they're easily understood and then they can be put into practice just as easily. So leading influences the human behavior response, right? You want to make sure that your people are all in with you. You want to make sure that you are leading from the front, that they can see that you are the clear, visible leader of the organization and that people can follow you. You want people to follow you. You want people to be like, hey, this is the guy that I can follow because I know he gets results. And I want to do what he asked me to do because we're all in this together. You want to make people feel integrated. You want people to be a part of the team. You want to be the one that cheerleads them, but you also want to be the one that disciplines them. You want to be the end-all, be-all in your organization when it comes to all things operations so that we can be effective and efficient in all phases of our operation. So being a strong leader is one of the most critical components of a manager, right? So I think that leading, if you're a strong leader, you're going to plan strong, you're going to organize strong, you're going to hire strong people, right? So being a leader and a natural entrepreneur is really going to help you succeed in any managerial undertaking that you might have. Controlling involves establishing standards of performance, measuring current performance, comparing with established standards, and taking corrective action. Any business that you're in, any company, organization, they're going to have specified metrics. They're going to have variable measurements of performance. So once we collect that data, quarter over quarter, month over month, week over week, day to day, however you want to do it. You can compare and contrast metrics, find out where you're falling short, find out where you're using too much resources, find out that we are staffing too much labor, find out if we are meeting profitability metrics, whatever it is. Through the measurement of these metrics, we're able to find out how we're actually performing on a quantifiable scale, or we can see the data, it's tangible, I see that these are the results, now we can compare them however you want to compare them, and now we know how to best adjust our strategy. So controlling helps to ensure everything is done according to predetermined goals. So we use the controlling mechanism as a safety to make sure that we're always performing at an optimal level. So this is the five functions of management. I hope that you are able to kind of have a more concise, clear picture of what it is to be a strong manager, to be a strong leader, and to know these five phases, how they're integrated together, and how we can continue to create a strong organization.